Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hello, Humboldt community. Sam Jones here for Community Comments. Happy Tuesday. I hope all of you have had a fabulous weekend. I know I did. It was my birthday and my sweet, amazing husband surprised me and brought my best friend up from Southern California to spend the weekend with me. I am so blessed to have him and his thoughtfulness in my life. Also, I'm gearing up for my cousin Dana's baby shower this weekend, and I've pretty much got everything set and ready to go. I've decided to host the baby shower just as I have in the past. Well, except it'll all be outside and masks will be worn if people are not eating or drinking. Games will be played like usual. I've got The Price is Right, Baby Items ABCs, Baby Jeopardy, and Baby Mad Libs all set and ready to go. Also, I've got a headband making station all gathered and ready to have guests make headbands for the new little princess. And then after games and brunch have been completed, I'll connect and start the Zoom link for those online to watch her open her gifts. She'll say goodbye to those who are there in person, and then she'll spend the next hour or so with her online guests. I think that was a good way to compromise for in-person and online without having the hassle of juggling both types of participants during the whole shower. So feel pretty good about that. I'll let you know how it goes next time. Also, since it's baby season, my husband and I decided to join my cousin and we are expecting our first little one ourselves. We did a gender reveal this weekend via Zoom with our entire family and friends. They sang happy birthday to me and when I cut open my cake, it was blue. So we're expecting a little baby boy this September. I'm ecstatic and hoping my cousin will pass on all her newfound wisdom of what's really needed and what isn't to me after her shower this weekend. I feel confident about the pregnancy portion, being a former women's health physical therapist and having treated my fair share of those women expecting, so that's not a huge worry. Just need to figure out what we need for a newborn and all that entails. Like, do we really need the baby wipe warmer with all the bells and whistles? But more on that later. For the rest of the time until our little dude arrives, we're enjoying just being husband and wife, well, and pup, of course. So that's my new and very exciting news in the world. It's officially baby season, and as my best friend said this weekend, get ready for the poopy diapers, which my husband and I don't plan on having too many of those. I've looked into this toilet training plan called elimination communication, where you basically learn the signals babies make when they need to go. Then you just hold them over the toilet or little baby potty and clean up as normal. Cloth diaper goes back on. Simple in theory. We shall see how that goes in real life. So wish us luck. We're going to need it. Happy Tuesday. Hope all of you have had a wonderful next 2 weeks, and may this month of May be magical for you.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.